From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials say at least 8 people were killed, more than 100 others wounded in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul earlier today. No group claimed responsibility. And a new Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility Thursday for killing 15. It happened in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State vowed to launch more strikes. The leading 10 U.S. Republican Party candidates hoping to become the country's next president held their first debate Thursday night. The two-hour session covered many topics, including foreign policy. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
What's clear from this first Republican debate is that foreign policy issues are going to continue to dominate the campaign debate for 2016. Not only terms of issues such as the Iran nuclear deal and how to confront and counter the Islamic State in the Middle East, but also tying the legacy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama together as a critique of the Obama administration's foreign policy. A number of the Republican contenders were sharply critical of the Iran nuclear deal. Some even said that on the first day in office, that would be one of the things they would change. They would terminate that deal right away. I'm Jim Malone, VOA News.
U.S. Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region of Africa, Thomas Perello, has expressed grave concern about the ongoing political and humanitarian crisis in Burundi. Perello just returned from a trip to the region, including a visit to Burundi, where he urged both government and its opponents to be committed to negotiations in a bid to resolve the political crisis. This is VOA News. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, together with the governments of Kenya and Somalia, stepping up efforts to repatriate greater numbers of Somali refugees from Kenya. A group of more than 100 Somali refugees arrived at Mogadishu Airport from Dadaab in northeastern Kenya. Lisa Schlein has details.
The return of the 116 Somali refugees follows a pilot repatriation program begun in December, which has successfully returned 3,000 refugees to the relatively safe districts of Luke, Baidoa, and Kismayo. UNHCR spokeswoman Karen de Groot tells VOA the refugees are receiving some money, food, seeds, and other assistance, but she acknowledges the situation in Somalia is far from ideal.
Its socioeconomic situation is very, very difficult, and the situation is not there yet for loads and loads of people to return at this moment.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama's effort to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress has been dealt a serious setback with one of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer, coming out against the pact. Schumer, a senator from the state of New York and one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the U.S., released the statement shortly after another influential Jewish Democrat announced his opposition to the deal. Israel opposes the deal. The likelihood has been increasing that U.S. lawmakers will pass a bill rejecting the Iran nuclear deal when they return from recess in September. Republican Senator Bob Corker, who chairs the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is demanding that the State Department surrender all documents it used to upgrade Malaysia in this year's Global Human Trafficking Report. Some senators accuse the State Department of boosting Malaysia and other countries for political reasons. An Obama administration official denied political influence played a role in the 2015 report. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Hanoi, where today he marked the 20th anniversary of the normalization of diplomatic ties between Vietnam and the U.S.
I'm Pam Dawkins in Hanoi, where a lot has changed since the U.S. and Vietnam reestablished ties 20 years ago. The two countries now have annual trade in excess of $36 billion annually. Secretary of State Kerry is marking that progress with a series of events here today that show just how far the two countries have come.
That is VOA's Pam Dawkins in Hanoi. And U.S. media reporting that hackers based in Russia penetrated the email of the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff, leading to a two-week shutdown of the system. They're not sure whether it was the government or individuals in Russia who did the deed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.